Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. I'm pleased that you are making Bible Strong a part of your day. So now, let's get right into the lesson. In today's lesson, I'm going to be speaking about the name of Christ. I'll read first from the book of Luke, chapter 1, in verse 30. I'll begin. This takes place right after the angel Gabriel had appeared to Mary. And he said, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus." And then I turn to Matthew chapter 1, and I read these words. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of by the prophet, saying, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Hallelujah. Aren't those wonderful words? John put this in these words: "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, Emmanuel, God with us." That's the name that I want to dwell on today. The prophet said, "His name shall be called Emmanuel." I like that name, God with us. Mothers in the olden times called their children by names which had meaning in them, so that their children would have names full of meaning. There was Cain. "I have a man from the Lord," said his mother, and she called him Cain. Gotten, acquired. And then there was Seth, that is, appointed. For his mother says, "God has appointed me another seed instead of Abel." And then there is Ishmael. Ishmael was so called by his mother because God had heard her. Isaac was called Laughter because he brought laughter to Abraham's house. Jacob was called a supplanter because he would supplant the Canaanites in the land of Canaan. We see, therefore, that Jesus was to be called Emmanuel, that there may be a meaning to his name, God with us. Oh, my friend, that is one of the notes of the singing of Jehovah when he rejoices over his church with singing, God with us. Tell it, tell it, tell it. And friend, this is still the name of him who is with us today. This is his name, God with us, by his incarnation. He that was from everlasting to everlasting came to this world of time and stood upon the land. God is with us. has not lost that name. Jesus had that name on earth. He has that name in heaven. He is now God with us. Believer in Christ, God is with you. You're not alone because the Savior is with you. If you put me in the desert, I can still say, God is with us. If you put me on a ship in the midst of a stormy ocean, I could still say, Emmanuel, God with us. Put me on an airplane and fly me high above the clouds. Still I could say, God is with me. One writer says, if I make my bed even in hell, God is with me. Even if I make my bed in the graves, I can still say, God is with me. What's the use in going to church if God is not with us? What's the use of working in the kingdom unless it is God with us, working through us, through the influence of the Holy Ghost? Unless the Holy Spirit takes the things of Christ, applies them to our heart, it is not God with us. Do you know what God with us means? Has it been God with you in your tribulation by the Holy Ghost's comforting influence? Has it been God with you in searching and preaching the Scriptures? Has the Holy Spirit shined upon His Word? Has it been God with you in convicting, bringing you to the cross? Has it been God with you in comforting you by bringing you again to Calvary? Do you know the full meaning of that name, Emmanuel, God with us? He who knows it best knows little of it. He who knows it not at all is ignorant indeed. I pray that my God would teach you and me the meaning of the name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, it is wisdom's mystery. Wise men have looked at it and wondered. Angels have desired to see it. The eagle's wings of science cannot fly so high that the piercing eyes of research cannot see it. God with us is hell's terror. Satan trembles at the sound of it. The black-winged dragon of the pit quails before it. Let him come to you, and you whisper that word, God with us. Back he falls, confounded, confused, and defeated. Satan trembles when he hears that name, God with us. It is the strength of those that preach the gospel. How could he bend his knee in prayer? How could the missionaries go into foreign lands? How could the martyrs stand at the stake had it not been God with us? It is the suffering man's comfort. 'Tis the balm of healing. 'Tis the alleviation of misery. 'Tis the sleep which God gives to his beloved. 'Tis the rest of the weary. God with us. 'Tis heaven's hallelujah. It is the shout of the glorified one. 'Tis the song of the redeemed. 'Tis the chorus of the angels. 'Tis the everlasting song of the great choir of the sky. God with us. I'm going to end the lesson right here, but I've got a treat for you today. An Irish singer is going to sing Silent Night in the old Irish dialect. You'll love it.
Jesus. Jesus.